The trial against former papal butler Paolo Gabriele and Secretary of State employee Claudio Sciarpelletti opened on Saturday, during which the Vatican court ruled that the accused will be tried separately on charges of aggravated theft of private documents and aiding and abetting a crime, respectively. The highly anticipated trial is linked to the leaking of the Holy Father's personal and private documents to Italian press, which first came to light in March last. 46-year-old Gabriele was present at the session Saturday. Sciarpelletti was represented by his attorney. 9 of the 13 witnesses called to testify were present. The Pope's personal secretary, Monsignor Georg Gainswein, was among those absent because of prior official commitments. 8 journalists were also present to follow court proceedings. The trial itself got underway in the small Vatican courtroom when the president of the Vatican Tribunal, Giuseppe Dalla Torre, read the list of charges. Sciarpelletti's attorney, Gianluca Benedetti, began by filing a not guilty plea and noting the lesser gravity of the charge against his client. He then presented a motion for a separate trial, which was accepted by the court. This will take place at a later unspecified date. The judges then proceeded to throw out pre-trial requests presented by Paolo Gabriele's defense attorney, Cristiana Aru. She had asked the court to allow as evidence the result of a separate investigation by the Commission of Cardinals convoked earlier this year by Pope Benedict XVI to investigate the broader implications of the leaks. The court ruled that the results of the investigation were reserved to Pope Benedict and cannot be counted as evidence. Judge Dalla Torre emphasized that trial evidence will be solely based on the results of the investigation carried out in Vatican City State by Vatican City State police and prosecutors. The court also rejected the pretrial plea for a ruling on sub segreto pontificio, in short, evidence that is subject to pontifical secret. The court observed that this is not part of the criminal code of Vatican City State. Instead, the court confirmed the legality of the installation of cameras near Gabriele's house by Vatican police and upheld Aru's request for the removal from the body of evidence of 2 interrogations of Paolo Gabriele, which had been conducted by the head of the Vatican police force, Domenico Gianni, without the presence of a lawyer. Other objections raised by Aru are pending, such as the issue of 82 boxes of different sizes seized in Gabriele's house, as well as objections relating to the way the search was carried out. The trial has been adjourned until Tuesday next, when Paolo Gabriele is due to take the stand. Should he be found guilty, he could face up to a maximum 4 years in prison. I'm Emer McCarthy.